Hey guys, welcome to Our Love Journey, the podcast. We are so excited that you decided to join us. We will be talking all things marriage, sex, friendship, purpose, you name it.
Do note that we are by no means professionals, and most of the information that we share on this podcast is purely based on experience and our opinions. So we hope to start conversations in your homes, in your cars, and wherever you are.
This is our love story. This is our journey.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday.
Hey guys, how are you guys doing? We hope you guys are great. It's been like a while since
are you in a bad
spoke
mood?
To you guys. No, I'm in a great mood.
Oh, but you didn't sound like bubbly. Like, I'm like, good morning, guys. And you're like, hey guys.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be Mr. Cool. But yeah, guys, it's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Not talking to you guys. So we've really, really missed you guys. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to do this podcast today.
Yeah, we are still figuring out the logistics of how we're going to do things. But we're looking at either uploading, I think, twice a month, right? Every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like every week. Or like, we'll
be
see.
Be realistic, babe.
I think sometimes we can do every week and sometimes we can't. Alternatively, we're thinking of maybe splitting up some of the episodes, because our episodes tend to get quite long.
No, guys, let me tell you something. Brendan likes to just pile on work and take on work. And
I'm a workaholic,
guys. He's a workaholic. So I'm going to be realistic and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I think every 2 weeks is going to work. If we can slot in another one, then so be it. But okay, Thanks for joining us. And both our podcasts were in the top 10 once again. And we are still number two. We are number two this week on top shows.
Yeah, so we really appreciate it. You guys are really, really listening to the stuff. And we see the posts.
Yeah.
It's actually really heartwarming.
It's a lot. It's overwhelming. Yeah. Let me read this week's review. Okay. And it's titled So Organic, So Beautiful, Inspirational.
How?
And it's from a guy. That's amazing. It's nice to know that guys are listening. My girl recommended this podcast this morning. I have listened to both episodes and repeated one. You guys are an inspiration and I love that you are a modern Christian family. Bumi got me at Focus on the Grace of Today, the love that you have. Brendan, my man, you are blessed. Actually, both of you, God bless you further. Thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
And we love that.
No, the comments and the reviews are just, it's amazing. So, babe, tell us, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so you look excited.
I am excited.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to paraphrase because I've read the story on Facebook. Okay. So I don't remember correctly, but I know a lot of people probably have read it. And that's going to base our topic for today. Mm. So it's a story. Obviously, it's fictional. This lady asks her mom. She says, Mom, I'm just so tired of this husband of mine. He doesn't take care of me. He doesn't do this. I want to leave him. What can I do? And the mom says, okay, I understand that you want to leave your man, but do this first for 30 days so that when you leave him, you leave like properly. Mm. So for like 30 days, love him. Mm. For 30 days, wake him up with breakfast in bed. For 30 days, make him coffee. For 30 days, tell him how amazing he is. For 30 days, basically what she was saying is for 30 days, do all the amazing things to make sure that you leave that mark. You know, do all the great things you did in the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
And then she did it for 30 days. And then afterwards, the mom was like, oh, okay, so are you leaving him now? And she's like, oh, no, mom, I've just fallen deeper in love with my husband. Right? Have you never heard of that story?
I've heard it. I don't remember where I heard it, but it's one of those stories.
So that's today's topic. It's how are we like doing the little things to fall in love with your partner again?
Sure. I think that's so important. I think a lot of times, and I mean, I'll speak from our own experience, is that when you start to see fault in your partner, it's a lot of times because you've actually stopped working on yourself.
Hey, sir.
It's for me.
Mm.
You know, I realize that when I stop focusing on being the best husband for you, I start to see like areas that I wish you could do better.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what the story is about. It's about saying, okay, I see that you have issues with your partner, but are you...
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, are you well? Yeah. Are you okay? Are you sorted?
Yeah.
You know, and when you start to work on that, you realize that most times our partners are a reflection of us.
Definitely.
So as I fix myself, I'm also fixing you.
Yeah.
Because all the things that annoy you about myself that I hadn't noticed, if I work on them, mm-hmm. they stop to annoy you. They make you a better person.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it's that whole idea of starting within mm-hmm. and looking at self.
Love that. I think last week we were butting heads with work pressure and the kids, and we started butting heads.
Yeah.
And then on Monday we had our date and we decided this week's goal is to not fight at all, not to disagree, not to argue.
Like not at all.
We're not allowed to be mean to each other. We just have to be nice. And there was intention in that. Mm. And it's Friday and we haven't fought at all.
The whole week, guys.
We haven't disagreed. Guys. No one's sulked. No one's done. It's been a good week of just being deeply in love with each other. But it doesn't just happen. We really have to be intentional about it all the time. When you're in a marriage, I give 100, you give 100. There's no, I'll give 50%, you'll give 50%. Yeah. And it's going back to what you're saying. It's, I need to look at myself. Okay, fine. Brendan might be rude to me or mean to me or not treating me the way I'd like to be treated, but what am I doing? If I respond in love, if I respond in kindness, there's no way you can continue being unkind to me, unless you're a really, really horrible human. But what I'm trying to say is that as the other partner, you need to show up. You need to be doing your part, and it will reflect on the other partner.
Yeah, I think the best advice that we've ever gotten, and I think it's from either Jimmy Evans or Mike Todd, or both.
Or both.
Because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's that there's, like, you should always, what does Jimmy say? Like, you never ever actually in a position where you can point at the other person for being the problem.
Yeah.
Like, ours is to work on us and pray.
Mm.
That's it. Like, work on yourself and pray for your partner.
I think it's, I don't know who it is. It's either Priscilla Shire but one of the female pastors who says, tell God on your man.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell God, like, ngizocela
kuJesus.
Instead of me coming and whining about you, let me go tell Jesus. Jesus, he started again. Mm. Sort him out.
Mm-hmm. I think so, man. I think, like I said, when you are the best version of yourself, a lot of times it fixes all the issues that you have with your partner.
Yeah.
Because your partner might not change, but you change. So your perception changes. Like, you don't think they're doing it to spite you.
Yeah.
You're thinking, okay, they're doing it because they've built this habit.
Yeah.
So it's okay that you leave your socks at the side of the bed. We're back to the socks issue.
Yeah.
But it's like you start to realize things and see it in a way that maybe God would be looking at it, as opposed to through our own natural eyes. Because when we look at things naturally, it's so easy to get ticked off, especially like now. We live in a world where everything is just overly sensitive.
Yeah.
Everything could mean anything.
Everything is a problem.
Like, you can't say anything. No. Like, when you tweet, you need to literally check your
tweet. Baby, is this tweet fine?
Like, is this thing needs to be edited? Because it can just go sideways.
Yeah.
But we need to be very aware about ourselves and what we are, and not being offended easily, you know, and really seeing the best. I actually tweeted one time. This was a good tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted and I said, the best, the most freeing thing in life is to see the best in everyone.
Yes.
And to expect that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
that is so important.
It's
about
so important.
Expecting the best in everyone. Because I know, personally, and this is, we're transparent here.
Yeah.
I get in ruts or moments where if I'm in a negative space, I just feel like everybody's coming to attack me or everybody's just trying to use me or something. And that's such a terrible perception to have, because then that's just how you react to everything. And as opposed to having a positive attitude and seeing the best in people, that even when someone's not doing something right, you have a spirit of empathy. You understand. You try to empathize.
Like, you think of all the good reasons they could have not done that for.
Yeah,
like,
or you think, maybe there's a really good reason the person is, maybe they're having a really bad day, you know, instead
exactly.
of looking at, oh, what a terrible human. So I think the same thing with our spouse, we need to extend the same grace, is maybe you just really overwhelmed, last week, you were just really overwhelmed with work, and that's okay. I need to look at it that way instead of looking at it and saying, oh, my husband is just being unkind.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with us. I mean, we work together. So I've had to learn as well that when Umpumi is locked into her work, there's no
husband.
There's no husband.
Yeah.
There's no mracha. like, it's like we are partners. We are work partners. Or it's sometimes...
Sometimes I'm your boss.
Sometimes she's my boss. And so when she becomes my boss, I need to act like an employee.
And forget that you're my husband, I must respect.
You know? And so I need to understand, okay, if she wants something now, she wants it now. And it's because
we're working on this. The Lord is fixing us.
But if she wants something now, she wants it now, and we'll be lovey-dovey later.
And the way I have it in my mind,
she asks for it is the way she would ask for it if she had an employee, not to her husband. But it's being open to understanding the situation and reading the room and saying, you know what, I can. It's everything goes down to empathy, like guys, empathy.
That's
it will change your life.
Yeah.
As soon as you develop empathy and you learn how to be empathetic, it changes your whole outlook on life.
Mm.
It makes you a kinder person.
Yeah.
And that's the only way. That's the only way you can be kind and understand people is by constantly being open to learning about what makes them feel that way and tapping into that emotion. It doesn't have to be that exact emotion, but if you know that someone is doing something out of pain or out of a fear, then you think about how you would feel if you were in that situation of pain and fear. And so it helps you really relate with the person that you're dealing with in that situation. So for me, it's just about being empathetic and understanding, which, okay, no one wakes up to be a mean person.
Yeah.
No one desires that for themselves.
Yeah, agreed. I think I had this conversation with Aunt Gail that nobody wakes up and decides, you know what, let me go ruin everybody's day. People normally operate from a place of pain or hurt. I want to use the word traumas, but it doesn't even have to be as deep as traumas. Just how you were raised up. You grew up in a home or you grew up being okay with just being silent the whole day if you don't feel like talking, you know? And then you actually said it to me the other day that actually I realized that that's not okay. I have a family now. I'm responsible for you and my children, and I can't just decide to shut down in a day because I don't feel like talking.
Yeah.
And that's just something, it opened, when you said that, it opened my eyes that, oh, actually, maybe you're not trying to spite me. You didn't wake up to say, let me make him put me angry. But it's just something you've done throughout your childhood.
Yeah.
And only now you realize that, oh, actually, this is not okay. So that's when that empathy thing you talked about comes in, that understanding how somebody was brought up, how things were done in their home, how they reacted to their emotions and how they communicated their emotions. Obviously, it will fall on your relationship. So that's when kindness and communication comes in. Because then we can have a conversation and say, Brendan, when you don't talk the whole day, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And then you can open and say, oh, but this is how I was raised. You know, instead of just thinking the words, okay, I'm going to retaliate.
And sometimes it's not even how you were raised. It's like you said, it's how you used to, it's just how you've always been.
Yes, how you've just always been.
Yeah. And so for me, it's that thing. Like, you know, that was an issue because I'm not, like I'm a person who I can shut down.
Yeah.
I can shut down, and when I shut down, I'm completely down.
You're out.
I'm just down. I just don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
I just want to be in my thoughts and deal with whatever I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
If I'm like overwhelmed with stuff. But like I said, having a family and a wife doesn't afford you that luxury anymore.
No.
So you can't live with that, what can I call it? It's like a deficiency.
Yeah.
It's a deficiency that you can go through. I could go through it as a single guy or as a teenager. I could live with that because I didn't have to be with people all the time.
Yeah.
But now I wake up with you guys. Unuri constantly wants our attention.
Yeah.
Uzani Naya now, he enjoys having us there. So I can't just decide, today
I'm
having an off day. So it's one of those deficiencies that you can, like you said, you might never really get because you've never experienced it. But if you understand how growing up a certain way or being a certain way your whole life and having to change, then you're like, okay, you know what? The dynamics of this are a lot deeper than just expecting someone to magically just be this perfect person now. I think it's important to have conversations like that, and also, like I said, it's introspection that really unveils stuff like that, because you couldn't have picked that up. You don't know me to that extent, even though we've been together 6 years.
Yeah,
but you don't know me to that extent. And if you did say that, maybe it would have offended me.
Mm.
Like, it's, I can't just come to you and say, yeah, pela wena ukhule so. You know, like, it's rude.
Yeah.
But if I come to you and I say, babe, you know what? I realize that I think I'm not dealing with things the right way,
mm.
or that I have a deficiency in my character that I think I need to change. Then it opens up the conversation.
Yeah.
And then you can, whatever, if you have stuff, you can now also put it out there. Yeah, nami pela,
this is how.
Yeah, over clean.
And it always, okay. And it always happens like that, I think, when we are being honest, when you decide to be really transparent. Have we said this in the podcast, that there's a difference between being transparent and honest?
Yeah.
Transparent is freely giving up information. And being honest is giving up the truth when you're being asked. Mm. And the goal in our relationships is that we are transparent, because then that makes us understand each other, and not in a judgmental point, but in an understanding, in an empathetic way. Like you said, when you opened up, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. So when it happens again, even if I remind you, it's from a kind and loving way. Guti, it's okay, I understand. You're not feeling your best today. Let me know how I can be of assistance.
Yeah.
So it's that kindness thing. And I think back to the story where we started.
I forgot.
Back to the story where we started, what that mother was saying is, look at you and play your best part.
Mm.
And if he changes, great. But if he doesn't, at least you would have known that you are a great human. You didn't compromise yourself. You didn't compromise your joy. You didn't compromise your character and values just to spite somebody.
Yeah, sure. That's beautiful.
Okay, and we have a question today from Anonymous. Good day, guys. Congratulations on your journey and accomplishments this far. It's amazing and helpful to people. I was listening to the podcast about the little things to let go in marriage, and the truth in what you were saying is appalling. I'm married for 3 years now, and when we fight, my husband chooses to be angry for as long as he feels. Wow, I actually didn't read this before, so it's a coincidence. For as long as he feels, not talking to me. The longest it has taken was 2 months when we had a big fight. So I always ask him to talk to me so we resolve things, as I don't believe keeping quiet will make issues resolve themselves. The only thing is, because we are under the same roof, we are bound to getting along, but yet all the arguments never get resolved. And I even suggested counseling, because I feel I have a lot in me that I want to say, but I can't, because he gets offended quickly, then he won't talk to me, and I also want him to be comfortable in his own home. How do I convince him that really counseling is needed? His way of fixing issues is not working, and even when I get along with him, I feel that I can't be free, as I will trigger an offense and he gets upset for 2 weeks. I'm beginning to think he has a problem. That is not normal. I can't talk to anyone about this. I don't know how to help him, and I'm wondering if this is how I will deal with issues for the rest of our lives. It's emotionally draining.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a lot.
It sounds like emotional abuse to me. It really sounds like emotional abuse.
It is emotional abuse.
And we are proud of you for coming out and trying to work on your marriage. I think it's important that firstly he gets counseling on his own, that he gets help, because I think his issues might be outside of you. Because there's no way you can be mad at someone you love for 2 months. I think he's got deeper issues with himself. So don't make drastic decisions yet. I think maybe start by saying, take him out for lunch. A nice lunch, have a conversation. And if the mood is great, the environment is great, just suggest that, honey, I love it when we get along. I love it when we laugh, and I enjoy these moments, and I want these moments to last. How about I suggest that we both get individual counseling so that we can both work on our issues. And when we get somewhere with that, how about we start joint counseling so that we can make sure that our communication is upkeep. Or you can even start with watching videos by Jimmy Evans. We've suggested, Marriage Today. Search up the topic that bothers you, like communication. So maybe on Friday night, say, babe, can I please book you for tonight? Let's have date night. Make some popcorn, make him a nice supper, put on a sermon and watch a sermon, and then discuss the sermon afterwards and take it from there. If it gets to an extent where he really doesn't budge, then I think then consider talking to adults about what's the next step from here. If you have a relationship with his mother or with your mother, maybe speak to them about how do you deal with this. But you cannot continue with emotional abuse. I think it's as harmful as physical abuse.
Yeah, you can't
if not
live
more.
Like that. Yeah, because it damages you as a person.
Yeah, your self-esteem. Yeah.
And yeah. So anyway, guys, sure, that was a hectic note. But babe, I think that was a beautiful answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think if I could answer, I would answer like that. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Yeah. I think today's episode was great.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was wholesome.
Yeah. At the end it was a little sad.
It's sad, but we're praying for you as well.
Yeah.
And I just believe that your willingness to want to make it work and to fix things is God sees that.
God sees that.
And at the end, God is the only one who can repair something, you know.
Yeah.
So and restore it to even better glory. So yeah, that's my prophecy on that. You're going to be restored to even better glory.
Amen. Amen. Happy Friday, guys. Have a good one. It was a big week for us. A lot was going on, but we are really, really grateful for everything that's happening in our lives. And we're grateful to have you guys in our corner. Have a beautiful Friday. Don't forget to be grateful.
Cheers.